This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. While the Affordable Care Act is a federal law, it is playing out very differently across the states. In New Hampshire, strong opposition from Republican lawmakers and a lack of competition between insurance companies has marred the rollout advocates had hoped for. And here to tell us more about it is Todd Bookman. He's the health reporter for New Hampshire Public Radio. Good morning, Todd.
Thank you for having me, Mitch.
Sure. And let's start with Medicaid expansion, because when the Supreme Court ruled on the health care law, it said that states could not be forced to expand their health programs to include low-income residents, even though the federal government offered to pay for it. Now, Vermont is expanding, but even though New Hampshire has a Democratic governor, Maggie Hassan, the state is not moving forward with Medicaid expansion. Why the opposition and where did it come from?
This issue of whether to expand Medicaid has really been at the forefront of state politics for the last 6 months or so. Governor Maggie Hassan really pushed for expansion. That started back during the budget debates in June. Republicans who hold a majority in the state Senate rejected expansion. They cited concerns over Granite Staters getting left holding the bag if Washington couldn't make good on its promises. The GOP did, though, agree to create a study commission to look into the expansion question. And after months of work, that group put forward a bipartisan recommendation to expand Medicaid, but to try to use private insurance as much as possible to cover an estimated 50,000 or so residents. So lawmakers were called back in for a special session back in November. There was a lot of behind-the-scenes deal-making going on. But despite both the Senate and democratically held House publicly saying that they wanted to make it work, in the end they couldn't agree to a plan and the effort ultimately failed.
Now, New Hampshire also chose not to create and run its own online health care exchange, opting for the federal government to implement the exchange instead. How has that impacted the rollout?
New Hampshire is technically partnering with the federal government to run the new marketplace. That leaves a lot of the regulation still in the hands of our insurance department, but means consumers here need to shop through the troubled healthcare.gov website. In October, we saw a woeful start. Just 269 people made it through the site successfully. New data shows a better November. 1,300 people were able to select plans. Advocates are now urging people frustrated with the site to try again. We're also seeing a statewide PR campaign gear up to try to educate more people about the benefits of getting covered. So we may see the trend line improving over time here.
Well, one issue that both Vermont and New Hampshire face is a lack of competition in the insurance market. There are just two health care providers in the Vermont Exchange, and I would say it's an understatement to say that choice is limited for New Hampshire health insurance shoppers. Has the ACA done anything to bring about the kind of competition that was supposed to give people a better chance to find plans that offer more coverage at more affordable prices?
Certainly not here. There is only one company selling products in the exchange. That's Anthem Blue Cross, a company that already dominates our individual market. Its new offerings don't include all of the state's hospitals and doctors. This has really frustrated a lot of consumers and given opponents of the law a lot of fodder for criticism. At least two other carriers say they hope to join the marketplace in 2015, so more choice may be coming.
Now, you mentioned the criticism. New Hampshire is often looked at as a possible swing state, especially, I think, more so in recent years when Democrats have made some gains in the governor's office, in the House as well. Is the difficult rollout of the exchange, though, playing politically into the hands of Republicans who are perhaps saying, "I told you so"?
Not being able to push through Medicaid expansion, I think, was certainly a blow for Governor Maggie Hassan. She really made a public push for this and will certainly continue fighting for some version of expansion when lawmakers return to Concord in January.
It's interesting, though, that the opposition to expanding Medicaid was really led by Republicans in the Senate, as you mentioned. I'm just curious as to why Governor Maggie Hassan seems to be taking most of the heat for that failure to expand Medicaid.
Well, the GOP really framed this issue around finances. They said that they wanted to expand Medicaid, but didn't really want to expand Medicaid. They wanted to do it in a sustainable way that would really reform the system, but make sure that taxpayers in New Hampshire were protected. They often cited special education funding promises made by the federal government to fully fund those programs that haven't come to pass. And they really just hammered on this issue of keeping New Hampshire taxpayers protected. They also cited what they said were shortcomings in the Medicaid system. So they really tried to swing the argument that way. And, you know, with all this going on, while healthcare.gov was having such a troubled rollout this fall, I think they really found strength in that position. And the governor, you know, despite her public support for this, didn't make a lot of friends on the other side of the aisle to try to push this through. I think, in fact, she really angered some GOP members of the state Senate by publicly campaigning in their home districts without actually sitting down to talk with them about paths forward that they may be able to stomach. And so I think it became a very sort of contentious political fight that could have some long-term impacts on the governor's popularity, but it's really too soon to tell.
And what about Democratic Senator Jeanne Shaheen, who has been a staple on the political landscape in New Hampshire for a while? Is she at risk in 2014 over this?
Well, she is facing re-election. She's also a very public backer of the law, but was one of the first Democratic senators to come out and really criticize the sloppy launch of healthcare.gov. She's been pushing for an extension of the enrollment period beyond the end of March. There may not be much traction for that. So it's too soon to know, though, if her allegiance to the law will harm her. As of now, she isn't facing any big-name opponents. All that could change, though, if Scott Brown enters the race. He's been sort of flirting with New Hampshire. I think either way, the ACA will certainly loom large in her election, re-election campaign in 2014, and certainly in Governor Hassan's.
Todd Bookman, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you, Mitch.
Todd Bookman covers health for New Hampshire Public Radio.